Next weekend, Dayton will host its 40th annual Pride Celebration with events running Friday through Sunday. To get the details on those events, we spoke with Allison Cox, a board member with the Greater Dayton LGBT Center. We met at MJ's on Jefferson, one of the event sponsors, and there we talked also about how Dayton Pride has changed in the last 40 years. Allison, thanks for speaking with us. Let's talk a little bit about the mission of the LGBT Center and the kind of activities that you're doing in the community here in Dayton.
Well, the mission of the Greater Dayton LGBT Center is to help create programs that enhance the lives of sexual minorities in Dayton and the Miami Valley. So we want to make sure that people in Dayton and the surrounding area have a unified spot where they can find and gather information. We have resources for everyone, from where you can see a physician to where you can go out at night. And we want to make sure that people know that there's an entire community that's here to protect, serve, and help anyone who needs it.
We've got a big event coming up, and that is the 40th anniversary of Pride here in Dayton.
This year, it's going to be running June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. June 3rd will be the Affair of the Square, and we're going to be featuring performances by the Ruby Girls, by the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus, and by Joey Marlowe. And then Friday night after the Affair on the Square, we have the Dayton Pride 0.5K Bar Crawl. So that's going to be taking place right off of Courthouse Square after the Rubies finish their performance. And we have MJ's on Jefferson, the Stage Door, Century Bar in the right corner who are participating this year. You get free entry to every bar and you get a free cocktail. We think it's going to be well worth it because it's going to be a hilarious, fun evening closing out the first night of Pride.
To your understanding, how has this event changed over the years?
Originally, it was people walking a parade, and not many people walking in a parade. And now it's turned into an enormous parade with floats and tons of people showing up and coming. And it turned itself into an actual festival. So now not only do we have the parade, which is happening on June 4th, but we also have an entire weekend of festivities.
So let's talk about some of those other events.
Saturday is the full-blown Pride event, which starts with breakfast at MJ's on Jefferson. At I think that starts at 9:30. And then it goes to the parade starting at noon. And after the parade at noon, we go straight into entertainment at the square. So that goes until 4 p.m. We'll have food trucks. We have an entire children's section this year, so we're closing off 3rd Street. And we'll have plenty of entertainment for all family members.
So it's a family-oriented event for the most part?
For the most part, it is. I mean, even our drag performers, everyone on stage, the bands, everyone knows that it's a family-friendly event. We want to make sure that everyone is comfortable and everyone who wants to come can come. And then on Saturday night, the evening kind of closes out with the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus performance at the Victoria Theater. It's called Unity.
And there's a new event on Sunday. Things aren't just wrapping up Saturday as they have in the past. We've got some more activities on Sunday.
We do this year. We're really excited about it. This year we have, through PFLAG, they're doing a 5K walk and run marathon. I believe it begins at 10:30. And then after that, at Welcome Park, we're going to be having Spikes and Heels. So it's a kickball tournament. And the kickball tournament will have different groups of all throughout the community who want to participate. We're going to be awarding trophies and ribbons and medals. And we're really excited about seeing what kind of momentum we can keep going through the entire weekend. I can't confirm it yet, but we have a warm-up yoga session right before the kickball tournament because we want all of our guests stretched and loose and ready to play kickball.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the challenges in planning this year's event.
I wouldn't call them challenges. I would almost call them hurdles. You know, this is a huge festival, so it's a lot of people. So we count on one another and we count on volunteers. This year, I have to say, and I don't want to jinx myself, but it's been a pretty smooth process. You know, the board has been doing this for a number of years. I've only been on the board for 2.5, almost 3 years. But because we have that history, everyone has their job, everyone knows what they're doing, and we just execute it pretty easily. I think we are still trying to find the perfect blend of entertainment for the masses. So we're trying to nail down exactly what everyone wants to see and hear and have going on stage. So that would be the biggest hurdle. But even then, we have an excellent lineup this year.
And so you've got a lot of partners coming in on this year's event as well. Tell us about those.
So PNC has been our title sponsor now, not just this year, but last year as well. And the reason we've been able to close off 3rd Street and create a children's area is because of their unbelievable support. It's wonderful to have such an enormous corporation finally step in for Dayton, Ohio as a sponsor. But having said that, we also have other wonderful sponsors through MJ's on Jefferson. We have Bud Light sponsoring the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus performance, Dayton Most Metro, Equitas Health, Kroger, the Little Clinic. They are the reason that we're able to continue and keep the festival growing.
Tell people where they can get more details on the upcoming Pride event.
So if anyone is interested in more details, you can visit our website at DaytonLGBTCenter.org. Or you can also like our Facebook page by the same name, Dayton LGBT Center. And we always keep a live feed of everything that's happening, everything that's going on.
Allison Cox with the LGBT Center in Dayton, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.